The Mission Period Landscape. Russian fur traders establishing outposts on the Northern California coast and English ships terrorizing the Pacific influenced the Spanish decision to settle their neglected California coastal territory during the mid-18th century. Settlement involved the establishment of presidios, military bases, and missions along the coast from San Diego to the northern San Francisco Bay Area. The previously mentioned 1769 expedition led by Gaspar de Portola was looking for an overland route to Monterey Bay and became the first known non-native group to visit San Pedro Valley. As well as providing written descriptions of the valley, the Spanish also started providing written names to the predominant landscape features. Thus, the large point of land on the south side of the valley that jutted out into the Pacific Ocean became Rincón, or La Punta de las Almejas, which translates to Mussel Point, for Portola's men found an abundance of mussels along the beach here. This point is now known as Pedro Point, and there is point of land just north of Pacifica that is now called Mussel Point. The valley itself became known as Cañada de las Almejas, or just Las Almejas. Portola's men set up camp along the valley's main creek on October 31st, staying in the valley through November 3rd. The expedition rested while a hunting party, searching for food in the surrounding hillsides, sighted a large estuary, later to be named San Francisco Bay, from the heights of a ridge to the northeast of the valley, Sweeney Ridge. Finally realizing they had gone past Monterey Bay, Portola's expedition turned around and went back to San Diego. Upon receiving news of the large estuary, the colonial Spanish government immediately sent other expeditions to learn the extent of San Francisco Bay. Captain Fernando Rivera's 1774 expedition with Father Palou was one of these. The first Spanish settlement occurred in the Bay Area a couple of years later. The Presidio of San Francisco and Mission Dolores, founded by Father Palou, were established in 1776 at the north end of the San Francisco Peninsula. In order to sustain a thriving community, Spanish missions controlled immense land holdings for cattle grazing and depended on a large native workforce, a good supply of wood and water, and good soil and climate for growing crops. Although Mission Dolores controlled lands from what is now all of San Francisco County south to San Francisquito Creek, containing most of present-day San Mateo County, Figure 3, the site of Mission Dolores and the Presidio was in response to the need for a military garrison at the Golden Gate to defend the entrance to San Francisco Bay. Thus, the mission itself was built in an area that would not prove suitable for growing food crops. By the 1780s, Father Palou needed to find other areas to grow crops because of the mission site's poor soils and climate and its inability to provide food for the growing Olón population at the mission. He looked south to Cañada de las Almejas to build a mission outpost. He had passed through the valley back in December of 1774 while accompanying Rivera's expedition, and some of the Olón living at the mission were from there, their chief having been baptized in 1783. A second reason for establishing a mission outpost was that most of the native population that had not yet converted to Catholicism lived more than a day's journey from the mission. A mission outpost at Cañada de las Almejas would make it easier to convert more Olón. Palou returned to Spain before he could build the outpost, and his successors, Father Cambon and Father Biribé, established the mission outpost in 1785 along the valley's main creek. They named the outpost after the Saints Peter and Paul, calling it the Asistencia of San Pedro y San Pablo, from which the name San Pedro Valley is derived, near the valley's larger village, which the Olone called Pruristac. By 1786, the padres from the mission, using Olone labor, had built a granary, a chapel with a presbytery and altar, two living quarters, and a tool room. The buildings formed two sides of a square surrounding a plaza that contained a 20-foot-tall wooden cross. The early outpost structures were built using the wattle technique of wooden poles and sticks set upright in the ground, plastered with mud and white washed with lime from a quarry located in Calera Valley just to the north, the current Rockaway Beach neighborhood of Pacifica. The roof was covered with thatch. Later, structures were built with adobe brick, the standard Spanish building material. Figure 3. Farming and cattle ranching outposts operated by Mission Dolores in San Mateo County, Stanger, 1963. Yearly records about the mission outpost activities were kept at Mission Dolores. Reports for 1786 indicate that extensive planting was done during the first year the outpost was established. The report noted that land was open and the virgin ground was plowed after being cleared. 4 fanegas and 5 almudes of small corn and 8 to 9 almudes of beans were planted. Land was cleared for 7 fanegas of wheat, and 2 ditches were dug to irrigate the fields and another ditch to supply drainage. Mission reports from 1787 note that 3 new rooms had been built, making up the third side of the quadrangle. Also, a live willow fence was planted, along with a ditch to supply water along the north edge of the fields. This fence and ditch would extend 8,280 feet from the North Fork of San Pedro Creek all the way to the small lake just inland from the beach. The fence was built to protect the fields from cattle owned by the mission. Cattle were allowed to graze in the hillsides above the valley, taking advantage of the abundant rangeland created by the olone burning practices. The lake on the west end of the valley and the steeper mountains on the east and south sides of the valley helped protect the fields from intrusion. Near the lake, a small orchard of peach and quince trees was planted, and a vineyard was started. Land was cleared and plowed for an additional 5.5 fanegas of corn and 23 fanegas of wheat, which was planted on the hillsides where the drainage was better. Several more drainage ditches were also dug in the valley. The end of the year report indicates that part of the corn harvest was lost to grizzly bears and the wheat suffered frost damage. Despite these setbacks, San Pedro Valley fully supplied Mission Dolores and yielded an excess of harvested crops. Father Cambon acknowledged the importance of the outpost when he wrote in 1787, "Experience has shown us that without this establishment, the individuals of the mission could not be sustained." 2 more buildings were added to the compound in 1788, and rosemary was planted in the valley. Crops that were grown included wheat, barley peas, kidney beans, and corn, with a total of 51 fanegas and 34 almonds of seeds planted, which would be at least 64 acres using the fanegas conversion. 1789 saw the construction of a new, larger granary measuring 16 by 110 feet and 2 other buildings. These buildings were constructed with adobe brick and were built along the south side of the quadrangle. Except for a gap along the west side, the plaza was now enclosed, figure 4. 1790 was the last year any construction in the valley was reported, and this consisted of an additional 1,375 feet of drainage ditches dug somewhere on the outpost landholdings. There may have been up to 300 people living in San Pedro Valley by this time, most of them having come from olone villages south of the valley and persuaded to come to live at the mission outpost. The olone would have worked as farm laborers and ranch hands for the Spanish. Mission records for Asistencia of San Pedro y San Pablo all but ceased during the 1790s. Records of olone deaths went from a dozen or so a year to 47 in 1791, while baptisms dropped to almost zero. In 1792, 50 deaths were reported. It is most likely that an epidemic, inadvertently brought by the Spanish, killed a large part of the olone population of San Pedro Valley. Those who did not die from disease probably fled the area in fear of the epidemic. Other contributing factors to the demise of the outpost may have been hostilities with other olone farther down the coast and the establishment of a new mission at Santa Cruz in 1791. The new mission may have taken over the missionary duties of converting the Olón that was formerly done by the outpost in San Pedro Valley. After 1794, little is noted in the Mission Dolores records about San Pedro Valley, for the mission had moved its farming operations east toward San Francisco Bay. Although Mission Dolores no longer officially grew crops or kept records of events in San Pedro Valley, there was still some small-scale farming being done. However, there was a major shift in land use, as the area now became part of the large grazing lands for mission cattle. Friar José Espí Argüello noted in a June 1797 report that barley was still being grown in the valley. A report on mission grazing lands compiled by the commander of the Presidio that same year lists San Pedro Valley as one of a half dozen good grazing areas of Mission Dolores-controlled lands. Figure 4. Plan view of the mission outpost buildings at San Pedro Valley. A letter written by a Father Martin de Landaeta in 1800 makes reference to 6,000 head of cattle at San Pedro, as well as to much beans and corn ripening. In 1801, Landaeta reported 8,000 head of cattle at San Pedro Valley, with the major herd extending from the hills in front of San Pedro Valley to the border of the mountain range and the coast. An 1828 document by Vallejo refers to cattle and planted fields at San Pedro Valley, with 26 Indians living at the outpost. By 1835, it appears that the valley was unoccupied, and two people were petitioning the recently formed Mexican government for land grants that included San Pedro Valley. Guadalupe Barcena, as part of his petition, drew up a diseño that may be the first map of San Pedro Valley, Figure 5A. This crudely drawn map shows the location of the mission outpost and the lake at the mouth of the valley, as well as a large sossel or marsh area just east of the lake and surrounding part of it. Francisco de Haro, the other petitioner, noted that the tract of San Pedro is vacant and unoccupied. De Haro also drew up a diseño that included San Pedro Valley, Figure 5B. The map makes reference to ruins at the site of the mission outpost and also a large sossel just east of the lake. Also shown on De Haro's map is Cañada Montosa, or Wooded Valley, heading from the South Fork of San Pedro Creek. The labeling of this valley may be where the name for Montara Mountain originated. Surveyors in 1854, misinterpreting the meaning of Cañada Montosa, labeled the mountain at the head of the valley Montora Mountain, and an 1866 Coast Survey map further changed the spelling to Montara Mountain. Although the outpost may have no longer been occupied, an 1835 inventory of mission properties in the Pacifica region listed 4,109 head of cattle, 87 horses, and 5 burros in the area, La Peninsula, 1961A. Cattle were firmly established in the valley and were to play a dominant role in the next of San Pedro Valley's landscapes. Figure 5A and B. Copies of the Barcena and De Haro diseños.